Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Jim Bray, his reviews are live885.com. Click on the startup engine. Skyping in from Calgary this morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
All right. How was this Nissan Versa?
Well, there are a lot of nice entry-level cars on the market these days, and they don't all scream out cheap entry-level. This one does.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, they've got a new design for it this year, so it's kind of cute. It looks all right, but you get inside and it's, you know, it's all hard plastics and really, you know, not very welcoming or anything. I mean, if you put this side by side with a Kia Rio or a Hyundai Accent, there's no comparison at all. And yet, you know, you see them out there, so people obviously like them. As a matter of fact, I spoke with a woman who has, well, hers is a few years old, so it'd be a previous generation Versa, but she just loves it. So, you know, what do I know?
But it must be it's economical, but what, maybe underpowered as well?
It's not really underpowered in that class. It's underpowered if you compare it with what I suggested, the Rio or the Accent, but it's not underpowered if you compare it to a Toyota Yaris or a Honda Fit or the other cars in this class. It's got a 1.6-liter four-banger, 109 horsepower, 107 pound-feet of torque. So, you know, I mean, it's not going to set the world on fire, but it's not designed to. And the people who buy this car don't expect to be taking it down to the local racetrack. And even if they do, they're going to find that if they get the version with the CVT, continuously variable transmission, it's going to, it's going to say, what is this, a racetrack? Take me away really quickly. Now, you can get it with a 5-speed manual transmission. And, you know, if you think the Versa is for you, I would say drive the stick. It's much better. I've really started to get an aversion to continuously variable transmissions. They're noisy. They feel weird to drive. And they just suck all the joy out of the drive, too. Other than that, they're great.
And so the price range on this is in keeping with the other vehicles that you mentioned, right?
Yes, it is. But I think you can do better for the money. This one, the one I had, came in at a total, including freight and PDF, of $18,700, which is, you know, it's still pretty entry level. The base price was $16,300, and it had the technology package on it, which generally is like $3,000 or $4,000 if you're buying a technology package on a car. But in this one, it was $800, which I thought was pretty good. That gave you the navigation system with USB, and also that has satellite radio in it. So I thought, you know, boy, that's pretty good bang for the buck. You just have to drive a Versa to get it.
All right, it's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. He'll check out the Subaru Impreza for us in just a moment. It's the Live 88.5 Startup.
Sunshine, cooler on Sunday with some showers. Right now, 16 degrees in Ottawa.
Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, Skyping in from Calgary this morning. Already talked about the Nissan Versa. You'll find his written reviews at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. Hey, Jim, what about the Subaru Impreza you had?
Well, you know, the thing that rubbed me the wrong way about this one off the bat, again, was it has a continuously variable transmission. And that really bugged me. Again, there's, you know, you can get a manual version in this, and that would be a lot more fun, because if it weren't for that CVT, this wouldn't be a bad little car to drive. I mean, it has reasonable power. I mean, it's hardly overpowered. This is basically the entry level, you know, so, you know, it's not going to give you a huge amount of power, but it's enough. It gives you 148 horsepower. So that's actually more in the range of the, you know, the Corolla class, the Honda Civic class, which is what the Impreza really is in anyway.
Right.
So it's all right that way. But the suspension was pretty good. It was decent to drive. It, you know, went where you pointed it very nicely. One thing that got me about it was, and this is a problem I've had with Subarus before, if you don't get leather, and of course most people aren't going to get leather in a car like this, the fabric on the seats is just a horrible thing for pet hair. I mean, we have three cats and a dog, and all I have to do is go sit in this car, and I come back out and the black seats are gray.
Yeah, but then the hairs are off of you. So,
well, that's true. That's very true. But I tell you, the Subaru people probably aren't going to be very happy about it. I tried my best to get all the hair out of there, and I think I did a pretty good job. You just can't get it all. I think the best thing would be to hose down the car once a week or something. But even that, I mean, that said, I mean, it was okay to drive. There's lots of room, and it was comfortable. A nice back seat, you know, lots of room in there. It had reasonable technology. The stereo system wasn't bad. which is a good thing because, again, that CVT is makes so much noise in the car when you're driving it that you really want to crank it up.
Right.
And I did have trouble pairing my phone to it. And it paired, finally, on my third attempt. And then every time I got back into the car, it wanted me to pair it again. And I thought, right. Well, what's the point in pairing it?
Yeah. And as far as other cars in its class, how does this stack up?
Well, of course, one of the things that Subaru has going for it is the fact that it's all-wheel drive. So if all-wheel drive is important to you, you know, you'd live someplace, you know, a little bit out in the country or something, you want the all-wheel drive for the winter, that gives you an advantage. Right off the bat, the Impreza starts off at 20 grand even, which is not bad for a car in this class again.
Yeah.
You know, and that includes reasonable audio system, like I said, air conditioning, power windows and door locks, tilt telescoping steering wheel. So most of the stuff that you really need. And of course, you can option it up from there. And I would suggest doing that.
Little sidebar here, Jim. Why are so many car manufacturers going with CVT? Is it because it's easier on gas or easier on maintenance costs or...
Well, I really know nothing about the maintenance costs, and I think they're probably so new. I mean, Subaru had one probably 20 years ago. I think they were just about the first one, the old Justy or some car like that.
Right.
The selling point of the CVT is that it's supposed to balance gas mileage and performance to be the best balance between the two.
Right.
I don't know. Oh, one thing that Subaru does have that makes the CVT less intolerable is paddle shifters.
Oh, okay.
Right. And it's a virtual 6-speed manual with the paddle shifters, but not even close.
Okay. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. You can find his written reports at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
Eastbound on the 417 slow.